This is Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle on SB Nation Radio.
Now, back to Fat Boy.
Welcome back to Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. I'm now really pleased to be joined by a living legend. It is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And he's got a new book out called Coach Wooden and Me. It's available from Grand Central Publishing. And the subtitle is Our 50-Year Friendship on and Off the Court. And, Kareem, I remember talking to Jay Billis, and he played at Duke for Coach K, and he told me there wasn't one day that went by where he didn't think of something that Coach K told him, not so much about hoop, but just about life. Is that kind of the same thing with you and Coach Wooden?
Well, not exactly, but there are some similarities in that, you know, when you have a coach that is a mentor, in addition to being a coach, you take a lot more from your relationship with him than, let's say, the average player that goes and just plays 4 years and leaves. I think, you know, Coach K's relationship with his players was more meaningful than just player-coach. And not all coaches are like that. But, you know, when you have one that's like that, I think it makes for a more meaningful relationship.
And you think about, you know, if you were a young man today, you probably would be one and done, the pressure on you to do that. And you think back then about a freshman team and then staying all that time. Do you ever wonder, like, how it would be different for you if you only would have had 1 year with Coach Wooden?
It would have been crazy. I wanted to graduate, though. I wanted to get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I stayed in school. You know, the Globetrotters offered me money to leave school. And I didn't do it. And I felt that my value would increase if I stayed in school, and it worked out that way.
What about Coach style? Because we know some of the great quotes like, be quick but don't hurry, because I'm sure when you came in as a teenager, he might have seemed a little bit intimidating. His style of coaching, and then as your relationship progressed to be peers, what was that like?
Well, you know, I thought it was kind of quaint, you know, the things that Coach was trying to teach us because it was so old-fashioned. But, you know, those are the values and tactics that work. You know, they're tried and true. And we found that out.
Now, what do you think, just as we transition a little bit here, we're speaking with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Coach Wooden and me, available from Grand Central Publishing. The Golden State Warriors, I was just at the parade yesterday here in Oakland, and everybody always wants to compare, you know, LeBron and Jordan and this team and that team, and then hearing about the Showtime Lakers, how they would do. Do you think that's kind of a trite argument because there's no way they'll ever play each other and the styles and the way fouls were called were different? Or you do think that's a discussion worth having?
Well, you know, that's fun for people who are in a sports bar and they boarded some wings and they want to argue. But that's all you can do is argue. You can't find out. You know,
right.
We'll never know. So just order, you know, get the chili wings or the barbecue and start talking.
By the way, I remember your retirement tour. I was at the Coliseum, and I remember the Warriors gave you a little boat. Do you still have that thing?
No, I couldn't even fit in that boat. But the thought was nice. I'm not knocking it. The Warriors are nice to me,
right.
But the boat was way too small. It wasn't going to work.
Yeah, it was nice after all those years that the Lakers tortured the Warriors that you got. I remember it said, like, Captain Slip on the sail, something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But, hey, 1975, the Warriors were awesome, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
World champs. I was 10 years old, and then I had to wait another 40 years. Speaking with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and something else that I was talking to somebody the other day over our wings, and I say, why has no one ever tried the sky hook? It's the most unstoppable shot in NBA history, and I guess the only answer is because nobody can do it consistently like you could. I mean, is that a simplistic answer?
I don't think that they're showing kids how to shoot it. It's a real easy shot to master. There's a drill that you can do. You work on this drill for a couple of weeks, you've got the hook shot down. I mean, it's not hard. It's not a hard shot to master. But I don't think that it's being taught to kids, and they're not learning how to use it effectively. The post-up game is a very effective game, and it complements the three-point game. If you've got guys that can post up and you've got three-point shooters, you're a tough team. You're hard to beat because you have different ways of dominating. So, I absolutely feel that there is room in the game for the big man in the post, scoring points with his back to the basket. But, people have to have faith in it. You know, you have to believe that the guy can score. He has to deliver. But that's where it gets done. You know, you get that close to the basket, those are high-percentage shots.
And, it's funny about blocking out. And, Barkley wasn't the tallest guy, but a great rebounder because he knew how to block you out. And I think about Pete Newell had that big man camp. And all the time we hear, about a young man who's 6'10 or up, but that he has bad footwork. And how important is that? And is that what Pete Newell was trying to teach you, is just your footwork in the paint?
Well, footwork is incredibly important. It has to be instinctive. If it's not instinctive, you end up making mistakes and you end up making turnovers a lot. Just walks, or you get the ball taken from you, or bad things happen to you when you don't have the right instincts and fundamentals. So that's really what the game is about, being able to execute in the paint there when the pressure's on. And if you can do that, if you can get those points in the paint, that's high percentage time. I shot over 50% lifetime from the field, and that doesn't happen anymore.
No, that doesn't happen at all. A couple more questions for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the new book, Coach Wooden and Me. How close are you to following the Lakers situation? And, they've had some bad years. I didn't think it was possible for the Lakers to have bad years, but they had some bad years, and now they've had kind of a regime change, and now they're thinking about maybe taking Lonzo Ball at 2. We'll see. That's not a done deal yet. But how close do you follow it, and what do you think about their situation right now?
Well, I'm absolutely aware of the fact that Magic has his work cut out for him. He's got to figure out the right players to pick. And that is the toughest part of the pro game, what the general managers do. People aren't aware of that, but you have a good general manager who knows how to stockpile draft picks and be aware of the important free agents. You have a general manager that's up on that, and you usually do well. You get the good players. So a team like San Antonio or like the Warriors with Jerry West at the helm, they're making good choices. And their teams are competitive because they keep getting the right people to do the jobs. And that is the key. That is where it you make or break it.
One last thing, Kareem. When I was a young basketball player growing up, my dad would tell me, you can't look at the ball when you're dribbling. And one of the keys was, he said, when you're laying in bed, just dribble off to the side. He said that's what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did when he was growing up. Is that true?
When I was laying in bed? No, I didn't do that. I just would go out there at night, though. I'd go out to the gym, rather the park in my neighborhood in summertime, and I'd go out there and practice at night because there's nobody on the court.
Very good. The new book, you got to check it out. Coach Wooden and Me, Our 50-Year Friendship on and Off the Court. This is available from Grand Central Publishing. And by the great Hall of Famer, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Hey, Kareem, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on the book, and I hope to get you a catch-up down the road.
Great talking to you. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much. Rick Tittle with you. Come on back and more Tittle Lighting Sports.